Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where we're coming off a big win over the Chicago Bears and heading toward this weekend's game against the Baltimore Ravens. And, Mike, that win over Chicago, I mean, all wins are special, but that thing was extra special because of the way you guys got it done.
Definitely. I mean, we needed to play better as a team, you know, playing to one another, field position, you know, defense, getting the stops, offense, you know, running the football. And I thought we really hit the target of how we practiced and the approach that we took to the game. We knew we had to take care of the football down there, especially with the weather. I thought our players and really our coaches on the sideline, just all the little things you need to do in those types of games. Because, I mean, division games, they're the hardest games of the year. They really are, especially on the road.
Mike, you guys rushed for 160 yards, and the Bears, a good running team, rushed for 55. That thing was won in the trenches.
No doubt about it. You know, we made a big emphasis during the week of, you know, once again, the type of game we wanted to play in Chicago. Emphasis was really put on the offensive defensive line. We have a saying of putting a sombrero on somebody, and we put it on our big guys, and our big guys delivered in a big way.
How about a not-so-big guy, Jamal Williams? I mean, his bottom line, 67 yards, 3-4 carry, doesn't do his impact anywhere near the justice it deserves.
I mean, 67 yards, and you talk about fourth quarter football. I mean, it's four-minute offense, key drives, third ones, fourth and ones. So, I mean, he had a lot of power, you know, phone booth type runs, too. So I thought he was extremely productive and loved the way he ran.
Another step in the right direction for young Brett Hundley. Making more plays, still not turning the ball over.
Taking care of the football, great command of the offense. We're getting in and out of different personnel groups. Had some specialty plays there to Randall Cobb, had a couple shots. So really liked the game that Brett played. You know, key scramble and throw the touchdown for Devontae. You know, thing of beauty. The big scramble for the first down, going down in the red zone. So I thought he did a lot of really good things.
How about the bomb to Devontae on third and 10? Were you thinking, hey, we're taking a shot right here? How did that come about?
Well, we had it on the backside, and if you remember, you know, going into that play and leading up to that, there's a lot of pressure that are coming after us, and we had some mistakes in protection, and it caused some sacks, and we were cleaning it up. And I love our receivers. We're on the sidelines. There's, you know, a lot of communication on, you know, if I get the one-on-one or, you know, this and that. So, you know, it was just a heck of a throw, frankly. I mean, Devontae ran a great route. You know, gave him the box that we talk about, the red line throw, and Brett just he stuck it right in there.
Defensively speaking, one of the headlines has to be the pass rush, 5 sacks. But kind of the unsung hero in that stat is the push you guys were consistently getting up the middle.
Definitely. And I think you look at the first part of it, you know, the run defense. The run defense was there. It caused the third and longs. Really took them out of the best thing they do in the second half. They threw the ball exclusively in the second half. And our guys just did a great job of pinning their ears back and getting vertical.
Mike, I'm sure the game was good for Brett Hundley's confidence. How about the team as a whole?
I think that's the biggest point of this victory. The team needed that. You know, we clearly understand what the path that we've been on the last month. I was just really happy for the players just because of the work ethic, the practices, and, you know, when you put that much into it, you know, you want your team to have, you obviously want to win every game, but you want to win and improve, and we accomplished both against Chicago.
Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens, if we could, and a team that you have not seen since 2013. Certainly what you'd call an unfamiliar opponent, right?
Definitely. Uncommon opponent, physical opponent. You know, they have, you know, a lot of veteran players, good players. Schematically a challenger. You know, they're different. And with that, we have a lot of extra film study to do. We have a lot more, you know, walking and talking and teaching to do this week. You know, uncommon opponents late in the year, I always found to be difficult. I mean, you have to play the uncommon opponent because you play each other every 4 years. But it'd be nice to play them in the early of the year because you have the whole off-season study kind of lead up into it. But yeah, this is going to be a big challenge, and, you know, both teams need to win. But, you know, more importantly, we need to get back to winning our home games. You know, we dropped the one against Detroit, obviously New Orleans. So this is a game we have to go get.
Mike, you're recognized and well-deserved as a quarterback expert. Let me ask you about Joe Flacco. Now, he's like a brand-name quarterback. Everybody's heard of Joe Flacco. His numbers are lousy this year. What's going on with that guy?
Well, I know he's had some injuries, and I think, you know, like a lot of things in this game, you know, the different components, whether it's offense, defense, when you have different players playing, you know, it's rhythm, timing, practicing together every week is so important. I mean, it's, you just can't get away from it. So it affects everybody, even especially the quarterback.
Another one of their brand names, shall we say, is Terrell Suggs on the other side of the ball. It's his 15th year, and he's got 5.5 sacks. He can still bring it.
Yeah, he doesn't look – I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he's a really good player. He's smart. He's tough. And he can still bring it at a very, very high level. So I was hoping that when you turn the tape on, he'd slowed down since the last time we played him. That's not the case.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll go one-on-one with Davante Adams. Stay with us.
Scrambles to his right. Throws the right side for Adams. Spinning
yes.
Grab.
Yes.
Touchdown.
I think I was one of the last reads on that play, actually. I started rolling my way, and I just turned it up, and Brett threw a perfect ball to the back shoulder, and it was on the money.
Throws the right side for Adams, spinning
yes.
Grab, touchdown! Guns it over the middle, hits Davante Adams. Hundley lofts it deep down the right side. Adams out there. He's got it. Down the sideline.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, the Packers' leading receiver, Davante Adams. Davante, welcome to the program. Does 5-4 for your record right now, does that feel pretty good? Feel okay?
You know, we dug ourselves a little bit of a hole. In the past few weeks, but you know, we've been through a lot as a team so far, and the season just started. It feels like, so we just got to do what we got to do and continue to win games.
Davante, I want to ask about a couple of your most recent receptions. Okay, and let's go to the Bears game and the touchdown catch. I mean, it's fourth quarter; they just scored 16-13 game, mm-hmm. Huge deal. From your perspective on the field, tell us about that play.
Well, I think I was one of the last reads on that play, actually. And Brett started the left side. He worked over there. He didn't like it, so he started rolling my way. And, I just turned it up. And, you know, where I was running, there was a safety coming over the top. And Brett threw a perfect ball to the back shoulder. And, you know, it was about a 25-yard throw. And it was on the money. And yeah, I thought A-Rod threw it for a second.
So, Davante, that critical, huge play was basically making it up as you go in the spur of the moment for both of you guys?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we work on that a lot. That's something that we definitely train, and something that Aaron pushes for us to, you know, continue to make plays on these extended plays. So when we have those opportunities, we got to capitalize.
Davante, you and Brett were not through. Later on in the fourth quarter, it's 23-16. Yeah. And you guys need a big play in the worst way, and you wind up catching that 42-yarder. Give me the on-the-field perspective on that one.
Well, we had initially called the play. I think it was 3rd and 5, and then, we had a delay of game or something like that. So we went back to the huddle. We had a bit of a second to kind of figure out what we were going to do. We decided to run the same play, and, Brett just trusted me. I told him, trust me, and I'm going to trust that you're going to make the right throw. He threw it, and it was another beautiful ball, so I just had to run up underneath it, and, it put us in a pretty good position. A
couple coaching points, if you could help me out with this. Number one, okay, Kyle Fuller's playing off,
yeah.
And still you get behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a professional. He's fighting hard. He's staying with you. Now, that was a totally like a one-handed grab, right?
Yeah.
One-handed grab. Okay, talk about that. But before you do, I just want to say, I don't know if you saw the video. Fuller afterwards, he's looking over at their sideline going, what do you want me to do? The guy just made a play. You know,
yeah.
So tell me about those things.
Well, he was off coverage. He was about 10 yards off, and I guess they were just playing the sticks, probably thinking we were going to run something around there. Definitely not thinking we were going to go over the top on them that late in the game with the lead. But, yeah, it was just a trust thing. I decided I was going to stutter it to get better leverage on a guy. Went around him, saved some space on the sideline, stacked him, and the ball was right there. He grabbed my left arm. I didn't want to catch it with one, but – the ball was right in the right spot, so it just kind of landed in the pocket, and yeah, it was good.
Obviously, that Bears game had to be good for Brett Hundley's confidence.
Yeah.
How about the collective team as a whole? Was it good for everybody to win the Bear game?
Yeah, I mean, that locker room was electric. Everybody was real energetic in there, real positive, and I know everybody, I saw some tweets, everybody, you know, kind of came together and rallied behind Brett, making sure, you know, he knew that we're there for him and, you know, we're supporting him.
I want to ask you a big picture question. Now, coincidentally enough, the last time, the first Bears game, the last time you suffered a concussion with a hellacious hit over the middle. Now, you come right back the following week for the Cowboys game, and seven catches, two touchdowns, including the game winner, and you were the same receiver. And I thought that showed tremendous courage. Could you talk about that week in your life and how you approached and how you dealt with it?
Yeah, well, first off, appreciate that. But, yeah, I mean, it was kind of a roller coaster a little bit. We, you know, got a little scared for a second, I guess you could say, when the hit happened, and it kind of sent everybody into, is he going to play, like, at all? Is he, you know, what's going to happen? And then, you know, I let everybody know on Twitter the next day that I was at home and I was fighting to get out of the hospital. So everything ended up working out. I felt great and passed the concussion protocol. You know, that I had a longer week because it was a Thursday night game. So, yeah, I got my mind right, got my body right, and felt great. And, you know, a blessing with the Dallas game. So, you know, you can kind of look back on things and look at them as blessings and lessons.
Devontae, thank you for being with us. Continued success. And we'll have more of the Mike McCarthy Show on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
And off goes to Montgomery. Big hole bursting through to the 20. The 10-5 end zone touchdown. A gaping hole and a 37-yard touchdown gallop by Ty Montgomery.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. Mike, second quarter, 11:49 left in it. First and 10 on the Chicago 37. What'd you dial up?
Big play in the game, 95 wham is what we call it. Larry, this is Larry McCarron football,
all right,
as we like to say. So with that, if you watch, it's a two-back formation, clearly a run look. You can see Chicago's coming down into an eight-man box, okay? You see Jordy going in there to dig it out. Devontae's running off the backside. But the key to the play is right there. Look at Rutkowski. That's the wham. We're going to cut the defense and cut the defense. And you just see everybody, look at the hat placement all the way across. Ty does a great job. He sees the crease, and then he accelerates the hole. It's well blocked. It's an excellent read. And Jordy will take a good look from the end zone, but crystal clear, and finishes it off for a touchdown.
Mike, how often in the NFL do you actually get a play with execution where it is truly just the way you drew it up? And that's the case right here.
Well, definitely. You got to give the players a lot of credit. I mean, you can see this conversation at the line, you know, identifying the clean look. You can see the eight-man coming down there in the box. But the key block, once again, is Rutkowski. I mean, because we have not run this play. You know, they have not seen it really on film. And Rip does a great job. He comes in there. You see that right there? And that's the crease you're looking for. And then they got the free hat. Jordy comes down in there, digs him out, okay? And then the free hat is now on the outside. You can see the great cut there, patience by Ty Montgomery, off to the races.
Now, Mike, when you radioed this wham play in there, did you have a good feeling about it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that luxury?
I mean, 95 wham. I mean, you don't have a good feeling about that play. So it's a chance to cut the defense. We've been running, you know, inside-outside zone, so a lot of different things look like it. And then you set that defensive lineman up, and once again, Rutkowski, excellent block.
Just like we were talking, just the way the coach drew it up. Coming up, game balls. Stay with us, please.
Trubisky under pressure. He's hit it, sacked. Play fake by Trubisky, and Nick Perry was buying none of it.
Welcome back. It is time to hand out game balls. Always a happy time on the program. Mike, who gets it offensively?
Well, offensively, Davante Adams. I mean, he just the big play production. You know, definitely when they're tilting the coverage to him. So Devontae's just, gosh, he's. We just got to keep finding ways to get him the ball. Play big at the biggest part of the game.
And who'd you go with on defense, Mike?
We went with Kenny Clark and Nick Perry. I'll tell you, those guys were so disruptive. Obviously, Nick had huge, huge numbers, but you know, the ability to get after and own the line of scrimmage. Kenny was all over the place on the interior, and obviously Nick was one of his best games.
And how about special teams?
How about that? Jamal Williams, you think for all the good things he did on offense, he was definitely a consideration for offense. But, you know, just watch him on kickoff cover. That tells the whole story. I mean, he's gotten better and better each week. I just love what he's done with his opportunities. Has really become a really good player for us on special teams.
Mike, how does the game ball process work? Now, do all the coaches, like, get a vote and then you get three votes? How does that work?
It really comes from our coaching staff and really comes from our grading session. We get in early Monday. You know, we start 6 a.m. Monday morning after the game, and offense, defense, it's all grade. We get together 11:30. We have a big staff meeting, go through every grade, how everybody played, and then we have awards that we go through, and, coaches nominate their players from their position, and we talk it through, and then we come up with it.
I want to ask you about one other fella, because you brought him up during your Monday press conference, and that's the contributions of Justin McCray. He's just been phenomenal, hasn't he?
Absolutely. And he's done it at different positions and has played well. I mean, you look at the matchup he had in Chicago. I mean, I just can't say enough about him. So just one tough, athletic young man that's played excellent football for us this year.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, when you have a situation like this, with as far as fumbles lost, you guys have lost two all season, which is tied for the least amount in the National Football League. When it comes to fumbles recovered, you guys have 9, which is number one. Now, as much time as you spend on that, you do it at practice all the time, ball security, taking it away, do it at practice every day. When you get those kind of results, that's got to be kind of gratifying, isn't it?
Definitely. I'm a big believer. You get what you emphasize, and your training has to show up on Sunday. We coach that all the time. Because at the end of the day, all teams, you're working on fundamentals, you're working on the scheme. But when it comes to ball security, I go back to years ago when we were trying to, hey, we need to emphasize this a different way, and came up with different ball security drills. So when it pays off like that, it's important. But we're +6 in a turnover ratio. It's time to get to double digits.
All right. Mike, thank you. Good luck against the Ravens. Thank you for watching. And until next time, take care.